Hello, 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 and welcome to Buzz Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Chrissy, her mom.
We're going to be covering The Good Place, Season 4, Episode 11, Mondays, am I right? And Season 4, Episode 12, Patty.
Yes, we are. And we are having our usual disclaimers, which include that there will be cursing, there will be spoilers. Oh, yeah, and there will definitely be spoilers. If you've not been watching this show, you're going to find out the hard way what's going on. And we are having things to drink. What are we having now?
Chocolate milkshakes with Kahlua.
And maybe some chocolate liquor as well. Because, you know, it's supposed to be Stardust.
Yeah.
Stardust milkshake? Why not?
Sure.
Sure. All right,
I mean, we're having them currently, so I think I should know what was in it. Did you put chocolate liquor in this?
Okay. Did, yes.
Okay.
All right. So yeah, you didn't even make them, so okay. How do you know? All right, so let's get started.
Season 4, Episode 11, Mondays, am I right? Bad Place architects are annoyed that they haven't had new humans to torture in a while. They are called into a meeting with Michael, Sean, and the human group, plus Janet, about the changes to the system. They are initially very hesitant to
system.
So, Chidi, Eleanor, and Jason...
This is actually kind of funny. So, but Tahani actually points out, it's like, it's the way it's always been done, justifies racism and
sexism.
And one of the demons is like, she gets it.
Yeah, no.
It's very funny.
Chidi, Eleanor, and Jason go to the computer lab or whatever to search the archive for the first 1,000 humans to take the test and that they know will pass and will gain goodwill for the new system. So they're looking for like the good people in the bad place who just didn't quite make this. The mark.
Right. So that's Michael's goal. But apparently Eleanor's goal is to find out which U.S. presidents were actually gay.
That's funny. Jason immediately gives up after contributing absolutely.
Oh, but he does. He's got people that he wants. And he's like, well, I think we should have
aren't actual people.
A lot of them are not actual people.
Fat Bastard?
Fat Bastard, Mini-Me. That's right. And that's part of what makes it funny. You say he's contributing nothing. He is contributing nothing. He's contributing nothing that will work.
Sahani is acting as the test subject for the Bad Place architects to try out the new system. Jason printed all of their files, Chidi, Eleanor, Tahani, his, all theirs. And Eleanor starts feeling really anxious, and she tells Chidi that he shouldn't read her file. And he says that nothing that he would see would change the way he feels about
it. Which is super sweet.
But she's like, I don't know. Fine. Actually, no. Read all of my files.
Because one of the things he says is like, we're going to be spending forever together. I'm satisfied with that. And then she's like, I don't want you to find out some really bad thing about me, like 1,000.
And then regret all the time that we spent together, which I think is a very valid thing to do. And I really do promote this honesty.
I do too.
She wants to rip the Band-Aid off. They made a video about the test with a parody song of Simply the Best.
Oh, I failed to add that when Eleanor says, no, read the file, she's like, is this some kind of game? Is it a sex game? So cute.
I love Chidi.
So wonderful. I love him. I'm sorry. You were saying it's Simply the Best or is Simply the Test.
And I love that Janet's the one singing it.
Yeah,
it's so funny.
It's funny.
And Jason just cannot memorize lines to save his life, and so he has it written down on his hand. It's all the amateur theatrics that you'd expect. It's hilarious.
And as they're trying to prep and see who wants to go first, who wants to actually build something in this new system, Vicky comes in and she's like, I want to be part of this.
Because the Bad Place architects aren't grasping that they need to get to the psychological issues, not just the fear and all that stuff. It's a little deeper than that. Vicky comes in and wants to join the test system, but Michael is hesitant to let her help. Meanwhile, Chidi read Eleanor's file and is more impressed by her hardships that she endured than any fuck-ups that she made, because she had a very hard life, which is true, but she also did a lot of really fucked up shit. And,
but he points out you had so much more experience than I did. His file is like very thin because he didn't do a lot of stuff. And he's like, you know, I don't deserve to be with you. What about that firefighter guy that you dated? She's like,
oh,
because
yeah,
you know, he went in and saved people from burning buildings, and I was kind of like, he was hot.
Yeah. But then she's just like, but I'm with you. You're my forever boyfriend. So no.
Yeah, which is sweet.
So Tahani enters a scenario made by an architect, and it's her at a party, and she gets scared by a chainsaw bear.
Demon chainsaw bear.
Then they try again, but there's still a chainsaw bear, but slightly shorter, and has a t-shirt that says, I hate Mondays.
Right, because what they were told is, like, make the things, you know, not as big, like a little bit less, make it more relatable. It's like, look, it's a smaller bear with a t-shirt.
So they're going to let Vicky try. Meanwhile, Jason talks to Chidi. He says, I know you're upset. You have a tell. And she's like, I do. And he said, yeah, you told Eleanor that you were upset.
I love Jason. He's so funny.
Chidi feels like him and Eleanor are so different. And he's worried that she will get bored of him for, like, when they're together for eternity. And I'm like, first of all, man, you've been in 800 reboots with this person. I think you'll be okay.
All right, but she might get bored with him. It is totally a possibility.
Sure.
But Jason points out it's like opposites attract.
Look at me and Janet.
Look at me and Janet. And then she says to him, like, well, yeah, you're about as opposite as you could possibly be. And then Jason's like, oh my God, are you saying that we shouldn't be together?
And you think that Janet will get bored of me?
And then bored with. And he goes off because he's upset.
Tahani goes to Vicky's test, and it's a party for Camilla where people are gossiping about Camilla behind her back. And she doesn't engage with that, but then they kind of are trying to force, like, they have her parents and Camilla just say awful things and snide things to her, and then have her try to make a speech. And it is actually a challenge. And so the architects start to feel inspired. Michael is feeling threatened by Vicky and her ability to make these scenarios, and tries to kick her out of the testing.
Yeah, and they have to take him aside. Like, look, Michael, we need to talk.
Michael says he's used to having to have a job, and he doesn't want to get replaced.
Right, he feels obsolete, right? So, you know, if he isn't doing this, what the hell is he going to do? And Tahani points out, you need to deal with your future and your future. Let's worry about that when we get there. So Chidi goes looking for Jason, and Jason's out in the hallway, and he's upset, and he's like, you know, we're like the Montagues and the Capulets. And she's like,
you get that reference? He's like, I read some books. I'm surprised it was Shakespeare, though, man.
And so Chidi, you know, is talking up, you know, the Jason-Janet relationship, and, you know, this is why you get along, because, you know, you kind of fill each other's gaps, whatever. And Jason's like, ha, I got you. I made you. And you should take everything you just said as applying to you and Eleanor. Chessmate.
I love Jason.
So funny.
And then, so Michael talks to Vicky, and he apologizes and wants her to come back. She is about to say no.
She's en route to ice cold yoga instead of hot
yoga.
So
she pulls a lot of muscles.
Yeah. I love it.
She says she initially is going to say no, but Michael says she was the best part of the original neighborhood, and he wants her to run the project with full creative control, like a director. Vicky is worried about the bad place people not taking her seriously and making it seem like she's his puppet in some way. And so they need to find a different way to approach it.
And Michael's like, I'm not going to give it to you. You're going to take it.
So Chidi talks to Eleanor and says he was being stupid. And he says who they were is a small part of who they actually are. And
that's
then
very sweet.
It's very sweet. I love them.
Yes.
Vicky fakes taking over the tests. And
it's so obvious.
It's very obvious. And yeah, like Michael's like, how dare you barge in through the door unannounced? I wonder what you have to say to everyone in the room. I love it so much. And then at the end, Michael's like giving up and he's starting to walk away. And then she's like, no, I want to fight. We're fighting more. We're going to go into the dance battle for West Side Story. And then he's like, oh no.
Be funny for that. That would have been awesome.
That would have been very, very funny.
So funny. I want to be in the bed, please.
Right. So Vicky, that happens. 1.28 Jeremy Baramies later, Vicky is leading the way for the neighborhoods, getting up and running, and she's doing all the training for the demons. All four of the humans made it into the good place without a test because they essentially saved the whole human race.
And so they all get into the balloon to take them to the good place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
and Michael will travel with them.
Yeah. And that's the end of the episode. So what were your best parts?
Jason, he's very funny. So great. And also I love him being like, just apply all of that stuff that just happened with me to you. Because I love it so much. Chidi, I love him being really open to Eleanor and like reading her file and just being like, yeah, I mean, I don't deserve you. And I love that kind of turning of the tables in a way, because we've seen a lot of her not deserving Chidi, but Chidi seeing it as him not deserving her is really sweet. And Eleanor, I like her being really open and honest with Chidi about her past and not wanting it to come up. And it's just a way to avoid drama later on, just being really honest. And I think that's great. Michael is very funny.
Yeah.
That ending with Vicky is just hysterical.
Yeah.
And then Janet doing simply the test is hysterical to me.
Yeah. So, yeah, my best parts. Michael, Chidi, and Eleanor. I just love them. Jason is super funny. Vicky is both the best and worst part for me. That whole dance battle thing is hilarious. And you know, it cannot be underrated. But she was also a worst part. She's actually the only thing I wrote is the worst part. But again, it's just her being so full of herself. It just is annoying to me. What were your worst parts?
Bad Place Architects.
Yeah.
They were fine. I feel like they could have come up with something funnier for them to do.
Well, I think you know, it's part of Michael's point that they aren't creative thinkers. They've gotten lazy. So, yeah, I think that kind of plays into this bureaucratic, you know, this is the way we've always done it thing. And, you know, just because it's the way you've always done it doesn't mean it's the best way.
I just mean the chainsaw bear. I think that's funny, but at the same time, I feel like they could have come up with
something. You wanted penis flattening, didn't you? You really wanted that.
They were doing it on Tahani, so no.
Breast flattening? Oh, wait, that's a mammogram.
That's a mammogram. we have that in real life. But yeah, that's just my worst part. And it's not even like that bad. Like, I mean, I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, so what grade did you give this episode?
B+.
I give it a B, but I think you might be right. I think it might be a B+.
Because I really just find it funny with Jason and
the Jason Monica thing, the Capulet thing.
It's just too funny.
Yeah, yeah, I like it. And honestly, yeah. Chainsaw Bear isn't bad. It's funny.
It well, right, yeah. It is not exactly what we expected from a torture scenario. So yeah. That's
so
great.
It was subversive.
It was.
Anyway, let's get into season 4, episode 12, the penultimate episode of the series.
Patty. And yeah, when you see the title of this, you're like, what are they talking about? And you're still, what are they talking about for like a hot minute?
Okay.
So it starts with them flying in the balloon. And Jason feels like he's on his way home. They see a giant flying puppy with a cape. No capes.
Welcoming them to the good place. They land in the good place. Janet signs into the good place and learns everything about it. They will be honored with a welcome gala that will be tailor-made for them specifically, which is very fun. Michael says that he doesn't belong there and is worried about being a demon in the good place. Meanwhile, Chidi asks Janet about the philosophers who are there. There are very, very few of them because a lot of them promoted slavery.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, no.
No. Aristotle, no. Socrates, no.
No.
Plato,
no.
Slavery. Yeah. No. Well, and Plato also, like, at one point was promoting this whole totalitarianism thing in Syracuse. Not okay.
No. But Hypatia of Alexandria is there. And he gets very, very fangirl. It's very funny. The committee...
Fanboy for her.
Yeah. The committee welcomes all of them. They're the committee that we've seen before.
The Good Place Committee.
Yeah. They will swear Michael in as an official Good Place architect because he does belong there in the end. They go into their gala that is tailor-made for them, but it's a mishmash of all four of their parties because they went through at the same time.
Yeah, they all went through the entrance at the same time because if they went separately, they'd be in separate parties and they wanted to be together.
So there's like an academic, like upper aristocratic mixed with like a Jacksonville trash party,
and like an Eleanor thing where there's like a bedpan from Stone Cold Steve Austin's there, and you know, Chidi's like, is there a part with books?
Apparently there's a door that you can walk through to go anywhere, anytime,
anything you think about.
Yeah, and even like fictional.
Mm-hmm.
And Jason goes through them to go go-kart with some
monkeys.
Which is his dream.
Apparently.
Chidi wants to meet Hypatia of Alexandria. Meanwhile, but he's nervous and he wants Eleanor to go with him so that she seems, at least there's one cool person there.
Yeah.
Well,
and to keep him from fanboying to the point where he embarrasses himself.
It's so funny.
It's cute.
Michael signs his name on the contract to become a Good Place architect, and now he's in charge of all the Good Place.
Because the committee resigned. And you know how they, like, resign from stuff as soon as they do anything that's remotely questionable? They resign.
And they abandon him.
Yeah.
Chidi meets Hypatia, who's played by Lisa Kudrow. If you don't know her, Phoebe from Friends.
And
it's so funny that they mentioned, like, referenced Friends.
They did.
Like, as much as they did.
Yeah, as much as they did in the show. It's very funny.
She's like, just call me Patty, and she's very chill. He tries to ask her some questions, but she's, like, having trouble saying things in a succinct way, and
right, she says they're having all trouble screwed. Forming like real complete sentences or forming words, remembering the correct words for things. It's almost like someone who has dementia.
Kind of.
And she finally is able, she's like, while I can still think about it, we are so screwed.
Mm-hmm. Johnny is trying to get to know people there, but they're all kind of sad and bored.
Yeah, so like there's some poor guy who died from an infection in like ancient Syria or something. And he's like, yeah, now I have orgasms all the time.
Yay.
It's funny because I died a virgin.
That is funny.
And then Janet's job, the Janet for the Good Place, just gets stuff. Like whenever they change their mind, she just produces a new thing and produces a new thing.
She has no personality outside of that, just fetching things. And that's the only thing that is kind of bringing one of the people there, like any kind of amusement, is her just producing things.
So Patty points out that when good stuff goes on forever, you become basically a big dumb blob. It's like it's like that happiness pump, and she refers to them as happiness zombies. Like they just get what they want all the time. There's no progression. There's no sense of urgency. There's no sense of time.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter as much.
Yeah. So Eleanor and Chidi go tell Janet and Tahani. Michael tells them that he is the committee now.
This is the funniest thing. So he comes up to them and Eleanor's like, hey, Michael, did the sorting hat put you in Hufflepuff?
And she puts her hand up for a high five from Chidi. And she's like, come on, that was good. I know we're in the good place, but that was fun.
It was.
Jason comes back because he got bored of monkeys and go-karts. He tried all like 50 different ways of playing with go-karts, and he just got bored.
Yeah.
Which for
is the point.
Fucking Jason is crazy.
Right.
The committee tried to improve the good place, but they didn't understand the problem because they're not human.
I didn't realize they weren't human.
No.
I
they're eternal beings.
So much like Michael.
Like the demons, yeah. But for the good place, I suppose.
I guess they're angels.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. Mm-hmm. Michael suggests...
They're indecisive.
Michael suggests erasing memories every now and then, but they say no, they shouldn't do that. Eleanor brings up, hey, remember what I said when you went through that weird phase where you had a mid-century life crisis, mm-hmm. and... you got really weird, and he's just like, don't wear that or something. And then she's like, no.
Not that one.
Every human is a bit sad because they know they'll die, but it makes life worth it to know that it ends. They need to let people leave the good place so right. that at least it has some kind, it gives you some kind of purpose.
Right. So it's like a sublimation thing. What we're getting into begins to look more and more like Hinduism, but you know, yeah.
So, they announce the added door to leave the good place at the gala, but they say they don't know what will happen when they go through the door, just that it will be peaceful and your journey will be over.
And at any time that you're ready, it's not like you're going to be forced to go through or anything else.
And everyone is so happy.
Yeah.
They have a party. Day. Yeah, they have a party. Patty is enjoying her old passions and will stick with it for a little longer just because she now has a reinvigorated zest for life, I suppose, or afterlife.
Yeah.
Tahani gets her mansion back, and Eleanor and Titi get their old house back, but with better views this time. Jason will live in a stupid Nick's wing shop with Janet, and yeah. Michael will have an office nearby, and we see Eleanor and Titi watch the sunset from their patio.
A goofy little house, yes.
And they are happy to have time with the people they love for as long as they want, because really what the good place is just extra time.
Yeah. And that's something that she had said, I think, when he was talking to Eleanor earlier in the episode. He was talking about how, my idea of the good place was a tiny apartment with a bunch of books, and I was going to be satisfied with that.
I think that was last episode, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, his realization, and you know, Patty actually says this to him. It's like, your friend saved you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really great that he was able to allow that to happen. What were your best parts?
Chidi. I love Chidi. Eleanor, because Eleanor is the one with the ideas, really. Chidi is an ideas guy, but she's also an ideas girl. And she says the things that are hard to hear. Yeah. And I think that their being an out of the good place is a very good thing. Jason... I just like Jason. I like the idea that his biggest dream is to do ride golf carts with monkeys. It's so bizarre.
Go-karts,
not golf carts. Michael. I love that Michael got his robe ceremony on, and then he's just abandoned.
Oh, it's so funny and sad.
Because we neglected to mention the Good Place architects were having a lot of trouble figuring out how to improve the good place and to make people even more happy than they already were. And they really just couldn't come up with anything. And that's why they abandoned it. It was too much.
It's sad.
Yeah.
So was that all of your good parts?
Oh, Janet. I like Janet.
Yeah. So I had Eleanor and Chidi, Jason and Janet. Michael, I thought Patty was really funny. I love having Lisa Kudrow there. She's Lisa so Kudrow. Funny. What were your worst parts?
The Good Place Committee.
Yeah, that was my worst part, too.
What the actual fuck?
Exactly.
That's not very nice of you.
No. No, it
seems rather rude.
Quite. But I just don't love them. They aren't great.
I think there's a reason why. I think they've always been a bad part.
Well, right, but that's just odd to me. They're supposed to be angels. They're supposed to be good, and they just don't seem to be good to me. And so it's a weird representation of what should be good.
Well, it makes you question what good means.
Right.
Does it mean like a doormat, or does it mean somebody like Eleanor, who is flawed, but
will tell you the truth.
And
right. I believe in the people who tell you the truth, honestly. That's just my opinion. But we have, we have one more episode to cover.
We didn't do a raw grid.
Oh, we didn't do a raw grid. I'm sorry. B+.
B+.
Yeah. Now we have one more episode to cover. Mm-hmm. And we are really looking forward to sharing this last episode of The Good Place with you. We, of course, will be doing a comparison of all seasons of The Good Place.
Yeah, that's really hard.
Yeah, it is. But I think we can do it. I have faith. And so we hope that you join us. And
cheers.